KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Baseball players are proposing sweeping changes in upcoming labor talks with Major League Baseball, including expanded free agency and salary arbitration rights, and also an increase in pay. The players' union is calling for nearly doubling the league's minimum salary up to $1.5 million next season, also raising the luxury tax threshold to $300 million, while also expanding revenue sharing and adding penalties for teams that fail to meet spending floors. The proposals were presented yesterday in Manhattan ahead of expected counterproposals from Major League Baseball, which is anticipated to push for a salary cap. The current collective bargaining agreement expires December 1st. Philadelphia left-hander Christopher Sanchez threw 7 shutout innings yesterday, extending his scoreless streak to 44 2/3, also setting a new Phillies franchise record in a 3-0 win versus the San Diego Padres. Sanchez broke the team record for consecutive scoreless innings that had stood since 1911. He allowed 6 hits, struck out 9, with no walks. Shohei Ohtani homered and combined with 2 other pitchers for 7 hitless innings before the Rockies broke up a no-hit bid in the 8th as the Dodgers picked up a 4-1 win last night over Colorado. Ohtani's 19 1/3 inning scoreless streak ended in the 4th. His ERA now sits at 0.82. Seattle's Rob Refsnyder and Julio Rodriguez would each hit 3-run home runs, while Logan Gilbert threw 6 shutout innings as the Mariners beat the Athletics 9-1 to complete a series sweep and move into first place in the AL West. Seattle holds a half-game lead over the A's despite being 1 game under .500. The Milwaukee Brewers, held without a hit yesterday through 7 innings, broke through in the 8th with a pair of runs on 3 hits as they beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. Dustin May carried a no-hitter into the 8th for St. Louis, who've now lost 7 of their past 9 games. The Milwaukee Brewers, who hold the top spot in the NL Central, have won 15 of their past 19. Elsewhere last night, the Chicago Cubs ended their 10-game losing streak with a 10-4 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Chicago's Ian Happ, with a tie-breaking 3-run home run, he would end up with 5 RBIs. Yankees ace Gerrit Cole struck out 10 while pitching into the 7th inning. It was his 2nd start since his return from Tommy John as New York beat Kansas City 7-0. The Yankees have now won 14 straight games over the Royals. Cole threw just 79 pitches last night in 6 2/3 innings, allowing 4 hits without a walk. Houston's Yordan Alvarez homered twice for the 2nd consecutive game, including a tie-breaking solo home run in the 8th as the Astros beat the Texas Rangers 4-3. Alvarez has hit 5 home runs in the past 3 games. He now has 20. That ties him with Minnetaka Murakama of the Chicago White Sox for the most home runs in the American League. Cleveland's Gavin Williams threw 7 innings as the Guardians beat Washington 3-2. Williams allowed just 1 run on 3 hits, all of those coming in the first 3 innings. Baltimore's Blaze Alexander hit his first home run of the season, had 6 RBIs, as the Baltimore Orioles routed the Tampa Bay Rays 11-2. The New York Mets picked up a 4-2 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. That snapped a 5-game losing streak for New York. And the Detroit Tigers, they were combined for a 4-0 shutout over the LA Angels. That ended up snapping a 7-game home losing streak for Detroit. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.